श्रीमद् भगवत गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 9 वर्स 22 लिंक। बट व्हाट अबाउट दोज हु डिपेंड ओनली ऑन द लॉर्ड? देयर पोजीशन इज एक्सप्लेन्ड बाय द लॉर्ड इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स। अनन्याश्चिन्तयन्तो माम् ये जनाः पर्युपासते तेषां नित्याभियुक्तानां योगक्षेमं वहाम्यहम्। टु दोस् मेन् हु वर्शिप् मी अलोन् थिङ्किङ्ग् आफ् नन् बट् मी हु आर् एवर् डिवौट्, I provide them gain and security. Comment: Ananyas chintayanto mam ye janaha parupasate. Those who admit that the entire universe is the Lord's manifestation and all the activities and changes are His sport and do not attach importance to anything else besides the Lord, because everything except the Lord is perishable, they have no desire even for the maintenance of their bodies. So they have exclusive devotion for Him. Whatever action, moving, eating, drinking and talking, etc., they perform is in order to please God. By regarding the Lord as loving and glorious, the memory of the Lord in devotees is constant and natural. These devotees are called Ananya, exclusively devoted, because for them, the Lord is both the means and the end. They have a firm conviction that they have to take refuge in God only. They have to adore and think of Him only, and they have to attain Him only. They do not harbor any other desire except that of the Lord. Tesham nityabhi yuktanam, of those ever united, are those who, having undivided devotion, thinking of Him and perform all actions to please Him. They have a disinclination for the world and inclination for the Lord, and perform actions by depending on Him. In other words, their disinclination for the world is their ananyat, exclusive devotion. Their inclination for the Lord is their chintana, constant memory, and in all active and inactive conditions, circumstances, whatever He does is their upasana, worship. Those devotees who possess these three traits are nityabhi yukta, ever devout. Yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Yoga means the provision of the means required, and shema means security of what has been gained. But the fact is that yoga means either to attend or not to attend to the needs of devotees, because the Lord is a disinterested friend of devotees, so He remains engrossed in the welfare. He provides only those means which are useful for their welfare. Similarly, He protects what has been provided only if its security is a means in their spiritual progress. Otherwise, He will destroy it. Destruction of harmful things is shema, security. Therefore, His devout devotees remain pleased and satisfied in all circumstances, because they believe that those circumstances have been created by God's will, and so they will enable them to attain salvation. They become puppets in the hands of the Lord, and God's will becomes their will. In fact, yoga means affinity with God, and shema means salvation. From this viewpoint, the Lord strengthens a devotee's affinity with Him and tries to lead him to salvation. Therefore, Lord Krishna, in the 45th verse of the second chapter, orders Arjun, don't worry about yoga and shame. It means that a devotee should be free from any care for gain and security. Vahamyaham. It means that as a mother looks after her small son and provides him cheerfully with all necessities, similarly the Lord provides all the means required by the devotees. Appendix. The Lord here mentions the superiority of his devotees to those who perform actions with interested motive, enjoined by the Vedas as described in the preceding verse, and also to those who worship other gods. The devotees who have exclusive devotion for God neither believe in Indra, who has been described in the preceding verse, nor believe in other gods, as is described in the next verse. Those who worship Indra, etc., reap the limited fruit of their worship according to their desire. But the worshippers of God receive limitless fruit. The worshippers of gods are like paid laborers, servants, while the worshippers of God are like the members of the family. If a laborer works, he is paid the limited amount of money as wages according to his labor work. But if the member of the household works, he is the master of the entire wealth of the family. The Ananya Bhaktas, devotees with exclusive devotion, are those who hold that there is no other entity besides God. Uttama ke ashabasamana mahi sapanehu ana purusha jagam nahi. Yoga kshemam vahamyaham. The Lord provides the devotees all the necessary means required by Him and provides security of what has been gained. This is the Lord's yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Though the Lord provides gain and security to all strivers, yet He specially provides gain and security to those devotees who have exclusive devotion for Him. In the same way, as a mother brings up her loving child herself instead of leaving it under the care and supervision of a servant. As a devotee attains bliss by serving God, similarly, God takes delight in serving His devotee. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam stathai bhajamyaham. Gita, chapter 4, verse 11. End of chapter 9, verse 22. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.